Good afternoon, I'm Mitchell Clam. An early Christmas present for many in the Shoal Haven today. The government has announced $100 million has been set aside for a flyover at the busy Jervis Bay Road Princess Highway intersection. The flyover was the preferred option to ease what's become a major traffic bottleneck. A 14,000 signature petition was presented to State Parliament in September calling for the move. And Member for Kiama Gareth Ward says he and South Coast MP Shelley Hancock were given two options.
What we did was move through the process like you always have to do. You get the assessment. The reports indicated that a roundabout or a flyover were both feasible options. But as you can imagine, given the fact we both live here, we knew what the community would think of a roundabout there.
Police are seeking information about an alleged child approach incident in East Nowra. Just after 8 a.m. yesterday, an 11-year-old girl was standing at a bus stop on Clipper Road near the intersection of Callender Street when she saw a white van parked across the road with a man sitting inside. Police were told the girl became frightened when the man got out of the van after 5 or 10 minutes. He then walked around the bus stop and stood behind a tree. The 11-year-old ran home and told her parents. With the increase in visitors to our region, New South Wales Maritime is warning people to do the right thing and be considerate of beachgoers and wildlife when using jet skis in Jervis Bay and other Shoal Haven waterways. There have been recent reports of jet ski riders hooning and also approaching dolphins in the bay. Parts of Jervis Bay are Commonwealth waters where jet ski use is prohibited, and signage will be installed on floating buoys off the beach at Kalala and Collingwood, advising safe jet ski operation and behaviour. New South Wales Maritime will be keeping an eye on behaviour from December through to April and working with the National Parks and Wildlife Service to support marine mammal distancing legislation. The Barrel Salvation Army has had to make the best of a challenging situation. Pre-COVID, the store would have between 15 and 20 volunteers a day. That's now dropped to about 2 people. And Captain Jake Horton says having multiple agencies assist with the community Christmas drive-through has been a big help.
A shortage of volunteers and resources, which actually is what kind of created this idea to work together with all the agencies supporting one another, just trying to spread the load. But we're really hoping that, as in years previously, the Southern Highlands community, just with their natural giving nature, will help those in need.
Pacific National will be stepping up its axle maintenance and inspection procedures following a train derailment at Mossvale. Back on June 28 last year, a wheel set on a Pacific Coal train derailed near the Sutter Road crossing. A member of the public witnessed a problem with the train and phoned train control to alert them. More than 4,300 concrete sleepers were damaged as a result of the incident. And work is set to commence on upgrades to the Shoal Haven Entertainment Centre in Nowra. It will include the redesign of the centre's Encore Cafe and Bar to improve accessibility, a new loading dock shelter and upgrades to sound, lighting and audio-visual systems. The centre will be closed while works are carried out and scheduled to reopen in May 2021.
2SC's Locker Room.
The A-League draw has been released. A new team, MacArthur FC, will be playing their first game against the Western Sydney Wanderers at Bankwest Stadium on Sunday, December 27. Barrel-born Walter Scott has signed with the club after stints with Perth Glory under-21s and most recently Wellington Phoenix. Huskisson's Adam Federici also part of the team. For Coast and Highlanders thinking of venturing up to watch a couple of games, the Bulls will be playing 13 home matches at Campbelltown Stadium. That's the latest local news, sport and info. For more news 24/7 and the greatest hits all day, check out 2st.com.